All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Coming up at 4:30, we got some great audio for you. I don't understand anything that's happening with the Los Angeles Lakers. It's like understanding anything Roberto does during this four-hour period. But Magic Johnson is on a weird kind of car wash tour here and seemingly burying his purported friend and sister, Jeannie Buss. The audio's really interesting. We'll get it to you in 10 minutes. Sully's Cocked and Loaded pick of the day at 4:45. Ticket text pouring in, but first your phone calls. Lou in Southfield up next. What's up, Lou?
Hey, man, I think we could pull it off. This is how we do it. First off, we put screens down in Hart Plaza. And after we put the screens in our plaza, again, it holds over 40,000 people. We can do the draft at Aretha Franklin Amphitheater. All you got to do is finish that Riverwalk and everything's connected, and you use Belle Isle for your NFL experience.
Belle Isle NFL experience. You know what a disaster it would be getting on and off Belle Isle?
Not really.
It's
different since the state police took over.
Oh, my God.
You know, you probably don't go out there because, you know, you so anti-Detroit.
You know, I'll tell you what I am, Lou. I'm anti-boring-ass city with nothing to offer, okay? Man, I've gone to Detroit plenty. Man, this city, what do you want me to do? What, do you want me to go fish for perch? Now, give me a break, man.
Listen to me for a minute. You said we don't have enough bars. We got three hotels with about five bars in them apiece.
Okay. Okay. Here. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's what we need. We need three of those.
Lou, this is Hatchet. I really appreciate your love for the city. I love the city. But they had 500,000 people in Nashville. Five bars in a hotel or five bars in the casino is not going to do it for
five million
people.
And by the way, hi, this is Mike again. Yeah, the new hotel that opened up wants $1,000 a night to stay there. Yeah, that's going to help most guys who come in with lightning bolts painted on their nipples.
And as far as the traffic goes, remember a few years ago, Metallica had that Orion Festival at Belle Isle, and people getting bussed in and out was a huge nightmare.
It was a debacle.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Right, so me saying it'd be hard to get on and off Belle Isle, this guy's mad at me. Yeah, you're right. Let me go barbecue on Belle Isle. I got a grill in my backyard. Go to Jim 97. Well, what's up, Jimmy?
Hey, why not Hart Plaza? They used to do the fireworks. You got Cobo Hall right there. You could set up a really nice outdoor venue with scaffolding. They do it every year for the Grand Prix.
The problem would be not that Hart Plaza is an issue. It's a capacity issue. Nashville had over 600,000 people.
Hart Plaza, you sold 2 million for the fireworks in the prime.
2 million people in Hart Plaza. Its overflow is 40,000. Its overflow is 40,000. That's all. That's all I'm saying. By the way, yeah, not a good look all the years at the fireworks where people got shot.
Oh, okay. Now you want to go into the past, right?
Wait, you went into the past. I don't get to swim in the same pool that you are?
Capacity levels. I only use the past for capacity. You're talking about Detroit back in the day.
I was talking like 5 years ago.
You got three casinos. I mean, I'm just saying, hey, you want to keep knocking it down? I'm talking about.
I want the event here. I want it here. I want good stuff here. But we just.
Hart Plaza's got the area.
Good. Go put it in Hart Plaza. Go put it in Hart Plaza. Make it happen. It's just that simple. Go make the pitch. Why did Rod Wood make a pitch that they would have to have people in three separate areas? Because you don't have one area that can hold it. That's all.
No, they would have to. Look. The bigger issue, in my opinion, is the hotel space.
There is none.
They could, yes. Some of the callers are right. From a capacity standpoint with past events that have been here, whether it's the fireworks, whether it's, parades, whatever. Yes, you can host that. but you got to be able to have hotel space too. That's the issue.
Right. With a lot of these festival stuff that go on here, a lot of people just go home.
Right.
There's nowhere to go.
Right. Yeah, the fireworks, because that event went off smashingly for so many years. No, my point is, you're right. You got to travel somewhere. Yes. Here's the other
thing.
That's
the issue.
I don't want us to look bad. If we want to talk about our city, that's one thing. We live here. I don't want to hear it from the rest of the world. I don't want that thing to come here. And then we are the outlier where, ooh, that year, 600,000 people hit Nashville. How the hell are we going to handle that?
Yeah, and if you remember with the Super Bowl, the whole issue was that everyone wants to point to the Super Bowl. But the issue is that all the hotels up until like Auburn Hills, all the way up there, were booked. Like you could, right. Every hotel was booked. You got to find a place to put some people.
And even the Final Four, you had team-specific bars that were in suburbs like Royal Oak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you can't do that.
Everyone can't, turn their homes into bed and breakfasts and host them.
Right. The Final Four was also way better than it would have been because the local team made it.
MSU, yeah.
Everybody got to go and come home. It wasn't a big deal for us. What would happen if MSU didn't make it? I don't know that event would have been nearly as cool. Let's go to Thomas, 97.1. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up? I'm from Detroit, lived in Detroit, lived around the world, but lived in Detroit most of my life, Detroit Lions fan. We cannot do this. There's nothing in Detroit to do. The draft, the first 2 days don't start till like 8 o'clock at night. What are they going to do? Where are they going to stay? Come on, let's be serious. I don't want my people coming here talking about me. Like, man, we went to Detroit, wasn't to do.
Thomas, that's my primary point. If this were 20 years from now, when it'll be half past never when District Detroit finishes, seemingly. But, I mean, if we had another 50 city blocks developed and maybe you could show me on paper how we could plan this out, sure. But when Rod Wood's proposal sounded like we're going to have people in three different areas, well, that tells you right off the top, Tommy, we can't do this.
No, we can't do this. I want to be around the other fans on the other teams when they pick their bad picks. It's the camaraderie. It's the being able to be out in the street just like they had in Nashville. Everybody around each other. We don't want to be a crowd. And we know about our mass transit. We won't even get on that.
We'll stay away from that, Thomas. That's the whole point. I want the event here. I don't think we can do it. I think the draft has morphed into something that's completely different than a Final Four, a Super Bowl, and certainly different than, a movement or what the hell was Roberto's thing there? The Metallica Festival. I mean, come on.
But here's the thing, though, too. I imagine Rod Wood, when I read these quotes, I just imagine him written with a smirk on his face. No, I have plenty of ideas. I just don't want it to be gimmicky either. I don't want it to be, let's wheel out every single old car and, make picks on top of that. I would want it to actually be cool where maybe it showcases the river, something nice. Don't make it gimmicky. Let's go to, the Coney Island and make a pick there. Just don't make it stupid. That's what my only thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Smokey Robinson.
That's what they would do. When he says, I have ideas, what do you think it is? It's probably gimmicky stuff like that.
Smokey alone.
Up next, to make the pick for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Could totally see them doing stuff like that.
Stevie Wonder with
oh my god. Oh my god.
Just make it cool. Don't make it stupid.
Here's the surviving members of the Four Tops to make the pick for the Chicago Bears.
Leave them alone. I know a guy that's singing for them now. They do a good job.
How many of the Four Tops are alive?
There are two originals. No, one original. I'm sorry. No, one original. I misspoke.
Oh, boy.
Same with the Temptations. Like, you buy tickets to go see the Temptations. There's one real old guy, and all the other guys are like David's age.
Let's go live to Sal Palantonio, who's standing outside of Club Bazookies.
The energy's hot in here.
Guys, let me tell you something. Look at the... Actually, don't look that way. Let's look this way.
They would. They would do that. They would do a pick in front of the Heidelberg Project. They would do all sorts of stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
We know this.
The Packard building.
Oh,
yeah,
my
everywhere.
God. Guys, the scene in Eastern Market is lit right now. Let's go to the scene of the, let's go to the Tub Gators tailgate. They're making the pick for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sorry. No. I'd be so fearful. All right, we can get a couple more to calls. I want to play this Magic Johnson audio for you. He is losing his marbles. We're going to have a discussion about it. Hopefully calm David down. He's very upset with callers calling in. Very. 248-539-9797. 10 minutes from now, Sully's going to make it rain in here. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just be listening. It's impressive. I can't lie. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.